It's time for your journey to better health. We have Dr. Brad Shapiro in with us from Ultimate Health Chiropractic in Winchester. Brad, if you would, our standard disclaimer and our sponsors.
Yes, sir. Standard disclaimer. Please understand that we're not trying to treat you over the airwaves. So if you do have a healthcare concern, or if we talk about anything that sparks your interest, please seek out the healthcare provider of your choice, whether it's a chiropractor like myself, physical therapist, medical doctor, massage therapist, dentist, whatever the case may be. Please seek out the healthcare provider of your choice. Then I want to mention our sponsors. First, we have Abundant Life Assembly of God Church right here in Winchester. It's actually the church that myself and my wife and our son Jackson attend. Great church. They're doing a marriage series right now, which it's really been awesome. I'm pretty sure it's throughout this entire month, the month of May. But yesterday was part two of the series and just a lot of great information I think would benefit a lot of people. So highly recommend you check the church out. It's you can reach them at 931-967-1187. Again, that's area code 931-967-1187. And they are doing Sunday morning services. Second sponsor is Unstoppable Church, headed up by Pastor Brad Brinkley and staff. Another great group of people. They do kind of a rock and roll worship service. And then they're associated with a large group called Life Church out of Oklahoma. You can reach them at 931-649-2909. Again, that's area code 931-649-2909. Another great option, and they are doing Sunday morning services as well.
There you go. How was your weekend?
It was great. It was a really fun Mother's Day weekend. Kind of our happy place is to go stay at the state park in Lake Guntersville.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
So we went there for the night, and it was a complete surprise to us, but they actually had a bunch of Elvis impersonators there. So it was completely random.
Wow.
But it was they did the whole life of Elvis. I think there was a total of four or five different impersonators. And they went through his whole life, everything from the very beginning of his career in the 1950s to, you know, the 70s. But it was really, really, really interesting and a complete surprise. But we ended up seeing that show, and it was actually really, really good. So
I got the bright idea this has been probably 20 years ago when my hair started turning gray. And now I appreciate the gray, and I'm just going to let it go solid white. That's what all the Pennington guys do.
There you go.
But anyway, I can remember one time I got the bright idea to dye my hair.
Okay.
And instead of dyeing my hair like a brownish red, which was my natural color, I dyed it black. And somebody asked me, she said, what did you do to your hair? And I said, well, she said, you look like Elvis during the rough period.
What do you do? Yeah.
Let's take some time today.
Yes.
We've not done this in a while. Let's take some time today and talk specifically about your clinic, location, days, hours, and everything you offer there, because it's a very detailed list of what you offer there, and it's not just chiropractic adjustment.
Yes, we offer all kinds of neat stuff. Of course, we do offer chiropractic, tons of different chiropractic techniques. Chiropractic 101 is this idea of reconnecting the brain to the body by getting the joints to move properly through the chiropractic adjustment, so we see all kinds of different patients for that. We also do our functional blood chemistries, which are a very, very detailed version of a blood test. From there, we can look for vitamin deficiencies, mineral deficiencies, heavy metal toxicity, signs of infection, those types of different things. And then we'll use clinical nutrition, different types of supplements to address what we want to find, or what we're trying to address, rather. As far as nutrition is concerned, we're transitioning into our own private label, unique nutrition. So if you can imagine historically, and I didn't even realize that I was using this many different brands, but we were using 16 different brands of nutrition. And within each brand, countless products within each brand. So it's kind of like we were carrying Nike and Reebok and Adidas, but 16 different variations of shoes. I mean, that's a lot of, plus all the different styles within each one of those brands. So it was incredible how much nutrition we were dealing with. And my clinical goal historically was just to always have any product I could possibly need for any situation, which I'm very thankful that I did that for about 15 years. But as we really,
you've always called it your 360-degree view.
360-degree view, yes. But as we really studied this stuff, and I've kind of gotten to the point in my career where it just makes more sense for me to customize things based on how I like to practice. So do my own nutrition, do my own products, versus relying on what other companies put together, because I can make it more custom to what I'm trying to accomplish from a functional medicine standpoint. So we've gone through this huge process of going through all our inventory, deciding what products we want to carry, what we want in those products, mm-hmm. And we're going to unleash all that at our open house this coming Friday from 12 to 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to be a really kind of neat next step to what we do, and I think it's going to put us in a position where we can help patients even more by using products that we've really customized.
I would say with all the detailed look that you're giving to nutrition, that your wife Melissa will be a huge help in this.
Yeah, she's no longer in the office. She's mm-hmm. actually working at the restaurant.
But as far as nutrition, she knows her stuff.
Yeah. As far as like the food side, everything. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, she's tremendous at those things, and you know, she loves the food side. That's part of why she works in the restaurant. And mm-hmm. She jokes that she takes her anger out on the vegetables, and she loves serving people good, healthy food. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, she's always, you know, Melissa's always in the background and always my number one person that I talk about this stuff with mm-hmm. To kind of pick her brain. So, yeah, she's always a tremendous help in some way, shape, or form.
There you are.
But that's so that's been a neat process, just kind of going through the nutrition and everything. Then we've got a new massage therapist, which she's knocking out of the house. Her name's Kayleen Steele. She's with us 5 days a week at the Winchester location. We're getting rave reviews from our patients that have seen her, really feel like she just does a great job. Mm-hmm. We've got our Christian counselor, Linda Gross, which she just is awesome with counseling, with like marriage counseling and counseling with the youth, with kids and adults and grief and anxiety and depression and all kinds of different emotions. So that's really been awesome. Mm-hmm. We thought that my cousin Samantha was going to, you know, she's graduating from chiropractic school, and we thought that she was going to join us at the end of this year because she's currently doing her internship with mm-hmm. us. But she's got a very serious boyfriend.
Oh, it happens every time.
I know, and he's had kind of a change of heart of just concerns about whether or not he can do what he wants to do in this area as far as his career. Mm-hmm. So they had a rethink and a change of heart. So unfortunately, she's not going to come mm-hmm. to join us now. So we're still on the lookout for another chiropractor, but
it'll
come in God's perfect timing.
Yeah, it will happen.
So that's not going to happen, but like I said, we've got all kinds of other things that we're super excited about. We're doing our body fat laser, our Zerona Z6. We're getting great results with that. We're going to do a video testimony, but one of our recent patients that used the laser, she's lost 15 pounds in 6 weeks. And it's really been amazing, just the difference in her body and how much tighter her skin feels mm-hmm. and how much body fat she's lost.
And keeping in mind that when you lose that fat with the laser, it leaves your body in a natural way.
Yes.
Which exactly. I think is huge.
No, that's a great point. There's no negative side effects. There's no downside. There's no downtime that people have to take. Mm-hmm. And you're right. To your point, you know, when you do something like Cool Sculpting, that's where they freeze the fat cells. Mm-hmm. That ends up killing fat cells by freezing them. When you do liposuction, that removes the fat cells. But in either case, you're altering your body, which what that's going to do is your fat cells tie into your hormone systems. They tie into your immune system. Mm-hmm. So you can potentially end up in a tough spot in terms of hormones or immune system function. A lot of times when the fat cells are removed, if people slip up on their lifestyle, the body's going to find somewhere to put on the weight. Yep. So if there's not fat cells, say, in the midsection, then the body might put on a bunch of weight in the shoulders, or it might put on a bunch of weight in the legs. Mm-hmm. So for some people, they end up looking disproportioned when they do slip up on their lifestyle, because if they do put on extra fat, mm-hmm. the body's going to store it somewhere. And if the cells aren't there in the midsection, it's going to store in other parts of the body.
I was watching, I was looking at a report last night, one of these things that slips in on your iPhone, all kinds of reports and things. One of them popped up, and it popped up something you and I were talking about a while back, and it was all about all those who had won on one of these losing weight programs that's on a national level and everything.
Yeah.
And almost every one of them, and this has been years back, almost every one of them, the second the camera stopped rolling, they put the weight right back on.
Yes. No, it's very, very, very common. Mm-hmm. And it's a real shame. You got to do this stuff the right way if you're going to do it.
It's got to be a lifestyle change.
It's got to be a lifestyle change. It's got to be a long-term commitment. We live in a microwave society. People want instant results.
Give me a pill.
Give me a pill. Don't expect me to put forth any effort. Where we really focus on coming alongside of patients and doing the things that we can do to help them, but also encouraging them to take on responsibility and clean their side of the street as well. And with both parties, meaning us as the clinic and the patient, when both parties do their part, it's just amazing the results that you get. And they're long-term. That's another thing that we've really found with the Zerona Z6 body fat laser is most of the time when people lose the weight and the body fat using this laser, they maintain it over the long haul. Because it melts. What it does, it's a simple way to understand, is it basically melts the fat, and then your body gets rid of the fat as waste, but you still maintain the integrity of the fat cells, just smaller, which is that's what you want. You don't want fewer fat cells. You just want good, healthy, small fat cells. And so that's what that does, is just restores the health of the fat cells, which you need those cells for, again.
I was going to say, you do have to have some fat cells.
You have to have them.
That's why I keep hanging on to mine just in case I need them.
There you go, exactly, for a rainy day. But so that's really been just kind of neat to see people progress with that. We use other kinds of lasers as well. Our handheld laser, for instance, has a it has an FDA-approved traumatic brain injury setting. So for people that have had, like, concussions and some of those things, that can help. It's got a shoulder setting. It's got all these different FDA-approved settings, as well as settings that I've added into it that you can manually add into it. So we use that for a huge variety of different things. We've got our therapies, things like traction. A lot of people come to us for the traction. You know, traction is just huge. What it does is, do you remember the old school Chinese handcuffs where you stick your fingers in and you can't pull them out? The traction, what it does is you can either stretch the lower back or the neck, and it's a very gentle stretch. And you're laying on your back, so it takes gravity out of the equation. Unlike an inversion table, one of those tables where you hang upside down, this thing takes gravity out of the equation, so it's a very general, relaxed stretch. But just like those Chinese handcuffs, when you try to pull your fingers out, when this thing stretches, it creates a vacuum, and that vacuum is what makes it hard to pull your fingers out. But that vacuum is also what will help the body pull nutrients and blood and fluids and all those things into the disc areas, into the joint areas, to help to restore those areas. And I forget what the stats are on the neck traction, but with the lower back traction, it's 87% effective with low back discs. So it doesn't work every time, but most of the time it makes a huge difference for patients.
I don't mean to laugh, but every time I hear you start talking about traction, I keep thinking of Barney Fife in the closet with the traction so he can get his neck to stretch out and get the extra inch of height.
Exactly.
Anyway, let me ask you this. Okay, so a person maybe listens in to a series of our interviews here, and or they just are wanting to get chiropractic care, and they just walk in off the street.
Yeah.
They know nothing about your – those that maybe know nothing about your office, they walk in just expecting a chiropractic adjustment, and then they go in there and they start hearing you and your very capable staff talking about all these other options that are available. Over a period of time, do you enjoy watching them have that aha moment where they say, oh,
yes,
this makes sense. Body, mind, and spirit, we're doing everything at once.
Yes.
Is it good to see them have that aha moment?
It really is. It's, you know, one of the ways that I look at it, and I'm always studying this stuff. I mean, you got to understand, I eat, breathe, and sleep this stuff. I do it for a living. But one of the things that's just really struck me in the last few months where I've just had what I, you know, the Bible calls it rhema, where you know like you know like you know. Sometimes you have an intellectual understanding of something, and then at some point you can cross over into that point where just it's very, very, very deep-rooted, and you just you just really know it and you really own it. But one of those revelations is just that we really are triune beings. We're mind, body, and spirit, which I've talked about that for years at this point. But because of that, because of the way God created us, it only makes sense for a healthcare model to match that. It only makes sense for a healthcare model to approach us based on the way we are created. So if we are mind, body, and spirit, we need a healthcare model that truly addresses all three of those areas. And for whatever reason, again, I've been talking about it for years, so that might sound strange for me to for people to hear me say that I suddenly have this rhema, but I knew that's the way we were created, but it's really, really sunk in at a deeper level how important it is to have a healthcare model that matches that, mm-hmm. that really addresses all three of those areas. And so we're going to see that in many ways when we do our open house because, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to be – people are going to be able to get introduced to our massage therapist and our Christian counselor and myself, and they'll get to see our new line of nutrition. We're going to have prayer tents out front of the clinic, which mm-hmm. that's something that we've been praying about for months, that the Holy Spirit showed us that we're going to have prayer tents outside the clinic at some point, because we've been doing that prayer meeting from 12:30 to 1:30 mm-hmm. for a long time at this point on Fridays. But we're going to have prayer tents. We're going to have the rep that's helped me put together all the nutrition. He's going to be there to answer any number of questions about the nutrition. We're going to have people, like one of the stories that I've told before on the radio and other places, is at one point Melissa and I had $7 in our checking account. Things were very grim. Mm-hmm. And we were living in her grandmother's old house at this point. And I'll never forget me and Melissa and Jackson. And Jackson was in diapers at this point. He's mm-hmm. he's 13 now. He's going to be 14 this year.
It's hard to believe.
But he's in diapers. So me and Melissa and Jackson are dancing around in a circle holding hands to Bob Marley's Everything's Going to Be All Right. Mm-hmm. And there's a financial advisor that was brought into our lives during that period that really helped us get our finances under control, really helped us understand how to get out of debt, really helped us just on so many different levels. And he's going to be at the open house this Friday. Not because he's trying to solicit business or anything. It's just he's been a part of our mm-hmm. our process. And so it's just it's neat to see how you have to have all these different components together to really be healthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Bible, there's more mentioned about money in the Bible than there is heaven and hell combined. Mm-hmm. So God knew that money was going to be a big deal for us. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody knows when your money is really chaotic and out of control and your spending's not what it should be, or you're having a hard time making enough or whatever, it's stressful. Mm-hmm. And so for us to have somebody like Jim Harder, that's his name, Jim, walk us through that process and help us get back on our feet was just huge for us at that point in our lives. And many of those lessons we still continue to this day, honestly, most of them. Mm-hmm. But it's just going to be – the open house is really going to be neat. Another thing that's really popped into my head about the open house is – when we, and I've told this story before too, but when I was first looking at the building that we're in now, I was in the process of doing all the underwriting and all the things that were necessary to purchase Dr. Anderson's mm-hmm. clinic, his building, which his building is right across the street from the hospital. Mm-hmm. So I loved that building. I still consider it a very special place. That's where I got my start. I just assumed that I was going to buy that building. And so at some point, a good buddy of mine that's a banker told me about the building that we're currently in, and it was getting ready to come up for absolute auction. I wasn't very interested, wasn't very into it. He finally convinced me to take a look at it. The day of the absolute auction was the same day as the one-day event, which yep. is what just happened this past Saturday, mm-hmm. where it's a Christian event. Of course, I'm doing chiropractic. We offer free medical, dental, clothes, food, prayer, mm-hmm. all those things. So what I did is I ended up calling Melissa before I walked into the one-day event, and I was like, babe, this might sound crazy, but I feel like we're at least supposed to take a look at this building. I'm not sure that we're going to buy it, but I really feel like the Lord wants us to at least take it seriously and take a look. So she listens, as Melissa always is. She's very supportive, mm-hmm. and so she packs up Jackson, and they meet me at the absolute auction. I have to leave the one-day event to go to the auction. My consultant also meets us there, which Dean has been a huge part of our team as well. Dean has kind of scoped out the building. He feels like it looks pretty good. Melissa and Jackson are there. We go through the absolute auction. Anybody that's ever done one of those knows that they happen very quickly.
Yep.
I ended up getting the building at a great price. At this point, I feel like the dog that caught the car. I'm like, Oh, my gosh, I can't believe this.
Now what?
Yes. I walk back to the one-day event to start seeing patients again, and all these things are just swirling in my head. Mm-hmm. The very next person that I adjust is a lady that we go to church with. It's also a realtor. And I tell her what has happened. So she's looking up at me. She's on her back. I'm getting ready to adjust her neck, and I'm telling her what happened. Her eyes get as big as saucers, and she says, "That's amazing. I was just in that building the Thursday before praying that God would bring the right buyer and give him a great price."
Wow.
Very next person I saw.
Yep.
So part of what's going to happen at the open house is from the very beginning, God's hand's been all over this, from the purchase of the building to where we are now. So a lot of it's going to be me openly and honestly saying, look at what God has done.
Yeah.
It truly is remarkable compared to where we started and where we are now. There's always a few disappointments along the way. We were disappointed that Samantha's not going to be able to join us.
Yep.
But we totally trust that he's in control and that he's putting all the pieces together the way he wants it. And that's a lot of times my prayer when I'm in that building is just, God, this place belongs to you. Do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to try to be willing vessels to facilitate that, whatever he wants to do here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a really neat thing that where people can see all the different stuff that we offer. We can talk to them about any, healthcare issues they may have. They can meet all kinds of great people and just see what God has done.
We have a signal that reaches far and wide. And a lot of people, I'll run into lots of people from everywhere that will talk about hearing different things on WZYX Radio. So here's my question. Let's just say that someone out there in that signal, way out there somewhere, is listening in and has the chiropractic experience and is looking for an opportunity.
Yes.
What type of things would make that person who is involved in chiropractic, what kind of traits would make that person a good fit for Ultimate Health? He or she may be out there.
Yeah. If you've got, we treat all kinds of different issues. We've seen kids with seizures. We've seen people with heart issues. We've seen people with thyroid issues, liver issues, digestive issues, headaches, neck pain, low back pain, knee pain, people with depression, anxiety, really anything short of major traumas we see. So look at us like a natural general practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we really do see everything. And as chiropractors, we're actually considered primary care physicians.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need a referral. We're not a specialist. You don't need any special referrals or accommodations to come see us. You can just call us at any point and we'll get you scheduled for an appointment and do everything we can to help you. But we see a huge variety of patients. So if you're listening to this show right now and what we're saying speaks to you, give us a shout. Give us a chance. We see patients that have all kinds of different beliefs and have all kinds of different political stances and all kinds of different ethnicities, and we don't care. We just want to be there to help people and do everything we can to serve you.
Mm-hmm. Closing comments.
All right. Well, once again, my name is Dr. Brad Shapiro with Ultimate Health. We're available Monday through Friday. If you'd like to be seen on a Monday or Friday, you can see at the Winchester office. If you'd like to be seen on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, we can see at the Manchester office. You can reach us at 931-967-6308. I want to encourage you to like us on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/ultimatechiropractic. You can go to our website, www.ultimatehealthtn.com. That's where you can see all our products and services. That's where you can see our awesome staff. That's where you can click on the podcast tab to list this show, many other shows, all designed to help you achieve your ultimate health. So definitely take advantage of that. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And we hope to see you this Friday, May 19th, from 12 to 2 p.m. at the Winchester office. That address is 411 South Jefferson Street in Winchester. We're right in between Hair Candy and Midtown Vet, right down the road from the post office. So come on by. We're going to have great food. We're going to have it's going to be catered by the restaurant that my wife works for. So we're going to have awesome food.
Excuse me, did you say food?
Food, yes.
Oh, okay.
Come get the grub.
Ah.
So it's really going to be a great event. So come on out. We'd love to see you. And hope you guys have a great rest of your week.